Good morning. The storm system that brought all the rain to the area yesterday continues to depart east of Cape Cod. With it will go the rain. However, clouds, fog, and even a little bit of drizzle still lingering back into interior New York and New England. So not too much sunshine to start the day. We will, though, tend to have some bright spots developing and some breaks in the clouds leading to more sunshine, especially later on in the day as high pressure builds in, along with an increasing northwest breeze, both helping to dry things out. Temperatures will respond, and with that sunshine later today, highs will be in the upper 40s to around 50. We'll clear it out even more tonight, and temperatures will drop back into the middle and upper 20s on average for overnight lows. And with high pressure overhead tomorrow, a nice day with lots of sunshine and pleasant with highs around 50. At this point, we'll turn our attention toward the Ohio Valley, where another storm system will emerge off the plains and into the eastern part of the country. Right now, it looks like cold enough air will be in place that on late Thursday night and Friday morning, we'll have a round of heavy, wet snow. We'll see a transition from that wet snow to rain across the valley locations first during the morning and into the afternoon on Friday, but not before we pick up a couple of inches of snow in most spots. It does look like there's a chance that parts of the higher terrain across our region could hang on to that wet snow for a good chunk of the day, and several inches could accumulate. Just how much cold air is in place and how deep it is, as well as the storm track, will determine exactly what everyone gets as we get closer to Friday. We'll have more on that, but it does look like temperatures will be stuck in the 30s. Leftover rain and snow showers on Saturday morning, then some clearing in the mid-40s before we bounce back to 50 with a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms across southern Missouri, much of Arkansas, easternmost Texas, and northern and western Louisiana. In the wake of overnight thunderstorms, pockets of destabilization are expected with the heating of the day today, and very strong flow aloft is expected to spread across this warm sector. By late afternoon and early evening, south-southwesterly flow of 40 to 50 knots just above ground level will increase to 60 to 80 knots in the mid-levels. All of this will be atop low-level flow from the south. The resulting shear will be supportive of strong rotating storms, particularly where thermodynamic support for vigorous updrafts exist. All severe modes will be in play, including tornadoes, large hail, and damaging wind gusts. At Mount Washington this morning, 90 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 21 degrees with a northwest wind at 44 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 18 below zero. In Albany on the hour, clouds and some drizzle, 40 degrees, the dew point 37, 89% relative humidity, a north wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.08 inches and it is rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine in the mid-50s, Boston increasing sun near 50, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 51 degrees, the low 38, the average temperature 45, that's 5 degrees above normal. 22 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, no snowfall, 17.6 inches for the month, which is 7.2 inches above normal, and 58.8 inches for the season, which is 1.5 inches of snow above normal. There were 20 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 945, and 5108 for the season, which is 691 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 50 degrees, the average low, 31. The record high 85 set in 1946 and the record low 0 in 1923. Sunrise this morning was at 6:42 a.m. Sunset this evening 7:18 p.m. 12 hours and 36 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with breaks of sunshine later today and highs in the mid-40s. Clearing tonight, lows in the mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, Clouds this morning, then increasing sunshine through the day with highs in the lower 50s. Mostly clear tonight with lows around 30. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, clouds giving way to increasing sunshine and a northwest breeze today, and highs in the mid to upper 40s. Clearing tonight with lows in the middle to upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, clouds giving way to increasing sunshine today, becoming breezy with highs in the upper 40s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Clouds giving way to increasing sunshine today, breezy, with highs in the upper 40s to around 50. Gradual clearing tonight with lows in the upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, near 50. Wet snow Friday morning and into the afternoon. The wet snow will persist in the higher terrain while changing to rain in the valleys. Highs in the 30s. Leftover rain and snow showers Saturday morning, then some sunshine, mid-40s. A mix of sun and clouds near 50 Sunday. Mostly sunny, lower 50s Monday, and a chance of rain Tuesday with highs in the lower 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.